Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
This note about the ongoing debate about the best way to lose weight. A study from the National Institutes of Health finds that cutting fat from your diet leads to more weight loss than cutting carbs. Many popular diets have touted the idea that cutting back on grains and starches alters the body's metabolism, but the researchers in this study cast doubt on that idea. They found that obese people who reduced their fat intake lost about 80% more weight than those who reduced carbs. So maybe, Robin, that means that we can have sandwiches again instead of just salads. Okay. In the end, though, the researchers say people should stick with whatever diet works for them.
Well, while we're talking food, mango season is winding down in South Florida. But this summer, a group called Mangoes to Share donated more than 700 pounds of them to homeless shelters. Alexander Gonzalez from Here and Now contributor WLRN in Miami has our story.
Three people are looking up into a tree in a South Miami backyard. Two of them hold long poles and poke at a particularly big mango hanging 20 feet up.
That thing's gonna bend the pole.
The man with the pole jumps out of the way, and the mango safely hits the ground. It fell from one of the dozen or so mango trees in Fortin Wimbush's backyard.
Oh yeah, they'll drop all day. Watch your head.
Wimbush has a good problem. Too many mangoes. On average, a mature tree in his backyard can produce nearly 200 mangoes a year.
I truly can't estimate it. It's overwhelming at times.
Wimbush and his wife, Rochelle Wimbush, make mango chutney, mango cake, and mango-infused bourbon. And that doesn't even put a dent in their mango pile. So Wimbush takes plastic bags full of mangoes to his law office in downtown Miami.
We went to a barbecue at a friend's house yesterday. We took a tub of mangoes.
He's even had help from his friendly neighborhood power guy.
We've had FPL guys when they were fixing lines, they were here picking mangoes, and you know, I nicely told them that, you know, you can have them. You don't have to sneak and take them. You're more than welcome to them.
But Wimbush simply can't keep up with the mango mania. That's why there are two people with poles poking around his mango trees.
Have you tried them already?
Oh yeah.
They're good?
Amazing. I'm a little biased, but they're pretty damn good.
That's Stephen Brownlee and Anna Maleva. They're from an organization called Mangoes to Share. Maleva's the founder. Her day job is as an office manager at an investment company. Last year, she was jogging when she noticed a mango had fallen from someone's tree and rolled onto the sidewalk.
And I did go and I picked it up and I ate it. And it was delicious. It was amazing. And that's how the idea was born.
Mangoes to Share isn't an official nonprofit organization or anything like that. It's just a group of friends who set up a Facebook page and thought collecting people's spare mangoes would be a fun thing to do in their spare time. This is the group's second year. People with too many mangoes get in touch through email or Facebook, and then Mangoes to Share donates the harvest to homeless shelters.
I guess all the mango donors are pretty cool people, so if you have a mango tree on your backyard, you must be cool.
Maleva doesn't know the exact number of mangoes they've collected over the last 2 years. But this year, at one home in Boca Raton, they got more than 200 pounds. And on this visit to Fortin Wimbush's backyard, Mangoes to Share pulled down and picked up around 500 pounds of mangoes.
It's for a cause. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here doing this. I would just go to Publix and buy mangoes and eat them at home.
Mangoes to Share delivered about 8 garbage bags full of mangoes to the Miami Rescue Mission in Wynwood. It's the first time the group has donated to this shelter. Food Services Coordinator Mitch Holler was pleasantly surprised by the haul.
It's great that we have enough that multiple people will be allowed to enjoy it.
The Miami Rescue Mission houses around 400 people. Holler says they get between 2 and 12 mangoes a day donated by local grocery stores. And some of those mangoes...
They either overripe, they're real beat up.
Sam Cheever is a bit of a mango connoisseur. He's been living at the Miami Rescue for 2 years now and says he hasn't had a mango in a month because the shelter either runs out or the ones they get just aren't good. But these mangoes, dropped off by Mangoes to Share, are different, he says.
Yeah, as you can see, they look like they're on steroids.
When Cheever heard it was a small group of Miami residents who brought these mangoes here, he was really grateful.
Oh, wow. I'm so glad they picked this shelter to give it to.
Cheever got 2 mangoes, ate one right away with lunch, and saved the other for later. For Here and Now, I'm Alexander Gonzalez in Miami.